Okay, well, welcome to the show, everybody. Kufar Akbar, welcome to another edition of the Cross and the Crescent Discussion Group. We are here every Sunday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, and that would be 5 p.m. Eastern Time and 2 p.m. Western. What do they call that? West Coast Time? What is that called? Mountain Time? Not Mountain Time. Pacific. There we go. Pacific, because it's on the Pacific Ocean. There you go. I just think I would have been able to remember that. That detail. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. I appreciate everybody coming, and I glance over the chat. We have people pouring in the chat here, coming into the chat, and I appreciate the remarks that are being made over here. Yeah, best dragon, best intro ever. I agree. It is the best intro ever, and that intro is from the Jesus. Here, yeah, that's not. But, I mean, it just through the speaker. Yeah, it's sounds good, looks good. Yeah. Okay, so today, last week, we talked about all of this nonsense here. I have one. Let's see, yeah, 11 pages of nonsense about Hamza Mayet at Speaker's Corner. And, you know, sometimes when you prepare for show, sometimes you go overboard and you spend way too much time trying to analyze what he's saying, analyze the, you know, the video, things of that nature, or going in there and trying to develop rebuttals to what they're saying and going in and researching the, you know, the Hadith, the Quran verses and this, that, and the other. And, you know, I was going to do a part two this week. And if you still want to do a part two, we can. I wanted to actually do my slideshow because I had this prepared last week on reasons why, and I developed this slideshow, why I'm not a Muslim after listening to this clown. After listening to this guy, I cannot see or understand why anybody would ever want to embrace the Islamic faith. I really could not, because of the way that he treats people, the way that he talks down to people. It's just for somebody who, and maybe this is an Eastern thing. If you talk to, I remember Adam Seeker came on here when he first started doing YouTube videos and going on and developing YouTube videos and such. And he was on here, and I can't remember who we had on. It was a Muslim. And he laid into this guy. And I mean, he laid into him with a vengeance. And I called him on, I think it was on Facebook Messenger, whatever. And we had about an hour discussion. So, and I told him, I said, I want you to come to the show whenever you can, because I love what he has to say. The guy is a wealth of knowledge, a true blessing, a great example of, you know, what somebody can do with their life once they leave Islam. But I told him, dude, you got to tone it down a bit. I mean, you need to really. He goes, you don't understand, brother. This is the only thing that these guys respond to is when you talk to them this way, because they're going to treat you this way. And the argument is not made based on the merits of the discussion, but it's the way that you present it and the way that you present yourself. And, you know, I thought about that, and I when I view videos on YouTube and I listen to some of the way that these arguments are made, yeah, I think he's spot on with that. But here in the West, we're not used to engaging people so aggressively. We're used to more of a more stoic type conversation, more intellectual, more cerebral, with fact for fact, whereas theirs is about trouncing you. So after watching Hamza last week, I can see where he's been hanging out with the wrong type of people and following the wrong prophet who's inspired his heart and his soul to treat people like that. So I sat back and I kind of analyzed and said, well, why am I not a Muslim, but why would I never be a Muslim to begin with? And it's not because of, not necessarily because of the people. There are some reasons because of the people and some of the people that we see and we have to interact with here and in other social media platforms. But it's because of the content. So what I want to do is I want to go through a slideshow that I threw together which is the top 10 reasons why I'm not a Muslim. And I don't want to sound like David Letterman here, because we all remember David Letterman's top 10 this, top 10 of that. But it's kind of like that. So let's go ahead without further ado. Where did it go? Of course, I do not have this brought up, and I'm not prepared once again, which is okay. No, it's not okay. Okay, so this is this picture is from Ibn Warraq's book, Why I'm Not a Muslim. If you ever get a chance to read his book, where do I have it? I just had it here. Oh, where'd it go? I just had it. Wait a minute, I'll find it. Here it is. Okay. This one right here. Let me bring this up here. The Origins of the Quran. This is a mandatory read if anybody needs it. I got his other book up here somewhere. I'd have to go find it. But anyway, he's a great author, and he does a great job of explaining or providing apologetic or polemic against Islam. Okay, so top 10 reasons why this guy is not a Muslim. Number one, the treatment of women. Treatment of half of the world's population. When we look at, and this is an often made argument by a certain individual from Houston saying, I love this topic. I love defending the Islam. No, you don't. Because you purposely disregard what's going on across the globe, what is written in your own sources, and then try to finesse them into some westernized, salient, acceptable version of it. The fact of the matter is that the hadith tell us that women are thought to be mentally deficient. Women make up the majority of people. Hell, this is according to the last prophet of God, of Allah. He said that the majority, when he looked into hell, the majority of them were women. A lot of times, women are forced to go through genital mutilation, and we had an entire show. Did we not have an entire show on this a couple years ago? And the absolute horror that is enforced upon little girls in this is just it as a punishment, and adult women. Well, and the purposes behind it. It's just, okay. So that in of itself is a no-go. Where did I go? I know, I did it again. Hold on, I got to go through this whole mess again. Okay, sorry. Let me get this off my screen. Let me do it again. I got to remind myself not to hit a certain button, and I don't know why I did it that time. You know, when we look at let me see if this does it again. Well, okay, when we look at ancient cultures, for example, first century Judaism, what was the testimony of women, the value of the testimony of women was not that of a man. Now, when we see the early church and the early church developing, we start seeing women, because women were not even allowed to go into the what they call that at the temple. It's the inner sanctum of the not the Holy of Holies, of course, but that area right outside the Holy of Holies, where it was only men were only allowed to go there. And when we look at the testimony of women in the first century Judaism, so we see that, but we see Christianity almost immediately, especially if you go to Acts chapter 2. That where you see women taking an active role and being trusted in in our phase system. Here we don't have that. We don't have that at all. Okay, so let's go back to this. Women's testimony is only half of that of a man. We see women are not able to file for a divorce, where men, all they have to do is just, you know, give the, what do they call it, the triple talaq, I divorce you. Women are not allowed to leave their homes without a close male relative. Now, this is a big one, especially in 2023. Here you have a rule that was formulated, but according to the Sharia, if I'm not mistaken, it's in the Sharia. It says that women are not allowed to leave their home, yeah, without a close male relative. And it's codified, if I'm not mistaken, in either in the Quran or in the Hadith itself. So there is Quranic and Sahih Hadith affirmation of this. And think about that. I mean, how do you just shut down somebody's life based on their gender? Who knows? Okay, next we have commands men to beat their wives if they fear disobedience. Now notice that the not if they are disobedient. The Quran says if they fear disobedience. So there's a big difference. Right, this is like that movie with Tom Cruise, whether it was pre-crime, what was that called? You know what I'm